There's an old minhag going many years back that on Yom Tov a person goes to be makabel pnei rabbi beregel. And Rav Moshe ibn Makke, the Baal Seder Hayoim, in the Seder of Shachris of Pesach, says, V'chein ra'inu ki pashat ha-minhag o minhag Yisrael hu. O minhag Yisrael Torah. That we've seen that the minhag has spread, that people go to be makabel pnei rabbi beregel, and the minhag Yisrael is Torah. Even in the eastern countries, the minhag in many communities, according to the Eidos of the Yafel Alev and Chela Gimel Chela Kiradeya Simon Tavkov Chavtes Aizdalid, writes that the minhag was to go to the Beis Akneses with the Rav Davins, and right after Tefillah, they go over to him and they say, Chag Sameach, a good Yom Tov. And even in the days of Chazal, we find that this minhag was mentioned, until the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Ayin Zayin, says that a hoylech lahakvil pnei rabbi b'yom HaKippurim mutar lo lavar ad tzavar b'mayim. That if someone's going to visit his Rebbe to be mekayim the mitzvah of Kabbalas pnei rabbi b'yom HaKippurim, he's allowed to go up until his neck in water, even though normally it would be a problem, because we're afraid you may come to swim and to do different melachos, but to do the mitzvah, if you're hoylech b'rishus mitzvah, it's going to be okay. So what is the mikar for this mitzvah? So the first time it's mentioned is by the Isha HaShunamis. That the Isha HaShunamis in Melachim Beis, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Chav Beis and Chav Gimel, says to her husband, Shalchan Nali, Echad Min Hanarim, Echad Min HaSoynes, Varutz Ad Isha Lakim. She says, after her son had died, she said to her husband, without telling him what was going on, please send me a donkey and send me one of the servants to take me to the Isha Elohim. So he said to her, Madu Atelechas Elav, why are you going to him now? Loi Chodesh, it's not Reish Chodesh, Loi Shabbos, it's not Shabbos. So the Gemara in Sukkah, Chav Zayin Amibayz, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Mikan Shechayiv Adam Lahakbil Pnei Rabbi Beregel. From here we learn that a person is Mechuyiv to be Mekabel his Rebbe, to go greet his Rebbe on Regel. The pasuk says Loi Chodesh, V'Loi Shabbos. It's not Reish Chodesh, it's not Shabbos. But we see on a regel, or Chodesh, or perhaps even Shabbos, there's a chiyuv to be mekabel pnei rabbi. The Chasam Sefer and the Likutim on Rosh Hashanah learns that there's even an earlier mekar for the chiyuv lekabel pnei rabbi, and he says that on the pasuk of Yeroa Kol Zechorchas Pnei Hashem, that when there's a mitzvah of being oyla regal, that all the zacharim should come to be seen by Pnei Hashem, but to be seen by the Shechina, the word es comes l'rabbis talmidei chachamim. That there's a mitzvah to be seen in front of the talmidei chachamim. And the raya that Rabbi Yitzchak in the Gemara brings from the Isha HaShunamis is only to show us that they actually were noihig that, not to say that that's the mikar of the minhag. There's an amazing Zohar that says that Yireh Kol Zechorchas Pnei HaAdon Hashem, Man Mi Pnei HaAdon, Man, who's the Pnei HaAdon? Da Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. It's referring to Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. This is a Zohar in Parshas Boi, Lamed Ches Amar Aleph. So what does the Zohar mean? Many Mepharshim are troubled by the Zohar. Yeroa kol zechorcha es pnei ha'adoin Hashem is referring to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. What does that mean? And chalila to say that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is the pnei ha'adoin Hashem, but rather this is the pshat, that since the din of Kabbalas pnei rabbi is ki Kabbalas pnei shechina, it's a chelik of the mitzvah of being oyla regel. If so, after the Chorban Bayis, although we can no longer be mekabel the Pnei Shechina in the Beis HaMikdash, but we could still be mekabel the mitzvah, or being seeing the Shechina, by going to be seen by our Rebbe. Through that which the Tzaddikim see us, and they have Ashras HaShechina, that is ki'ilu me'ein, a Yeruah kol zechorchas Pnei Ha'adayin Hashem. This is one of the answers given by the Shailos Teshuvas Bikurei Shleimai, Chelek Beis Yeredeya Simen Tesvav Ois Ches. The Pnei Yeshua in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin Amid Beis and the Stei Chemed in Mareches Ches Klal Kuf understands that when Rav Yitzchok says that the Makar is from the Isha Shunam, is that the Makar is only Midirei Kabbalah, but that it's not a Makar Midaraisa. So not like the Chassam Sefer. The Chassam Sefer says it's Taka Daraisa, and it's part of the mitzvah of being Goy L'Regel. And perhaps it may even be relevant when there is no Beis HaMikdash, whereas the Pnei Yeshua and the Stechem say that no, the Chiyav is only from Midirei Kabbalah, it does not go to Yirei Kol Zechorcha. There's a pshara between these two opinions by the Aruch Laner in Mesechah Sukkah Daf Chafei Yomet Aleph, Dibur HaMaskel Hacha, that he says, Be'etzem the Chiyav is only Midrabanan. However, once you're coming already to hear Divrei Torah from your Rebbe, you're already Mekayim a mitzvah de'araisa of Es Hashem Melekecha Tira, L'Rabbis Talmidei Chacham. The fact that you're coming to greet a Talmid Chacham, that's fulfilling a mitzvah de'araisa of Es Hashem Melekecha Tira, but the Chiyav to go, that's only a din Dirabonan. We find Lemaisa this minhug throughout many generations. For example, in Chagiga Amud Gimel Amud Aleph, it says that Maisa Rav Yechanan ben Broika, Rav Elazar ben Chasma, Shehochu lehakbo pnei Rav Yeshua bepekiyin. They were going to greet the Rebbe, Rav Yeshua, in Pekiyin. Amar Lehem, he said, Machitshu beveis hamedrash hayem. What are the chidushim that you learned in the Beis Medrash? They said to him, Talmidcha anu, umeimecha anu shayisim. So they said to him, we're coming to learn Torah from you. So they said to him, he said to them, mi darsh beveis haknesses, beveis hamedrash shabbazu. They said to him, it was the Shabbos of Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, it was his week to give shiurim. But you see that they came to be mekabel to mekabel their Rebbe. And also we find that Rav Chista and Rabbi Rav Huna went to be mekabel the Reish Galusa, and to hear a drush on Sukkot, b'Shabbata deRigla, which is Shabbos Chol HaMoed. And that night, they didn't sleep in a Sukkah, but they slept al Sfas HaNohar, because he said, Shluchei Mitzvah Anan, and we're potter from a Sukkah, that is in the Gemara in Sukkot Av Chavav, Amud Aleph. It's further, we find that Amemar and Marzutra used to gather together 10 people on the Shabbos before the Yom, before Sukkot, b'Shabbata deRigla, before they said the drasha of the halachas of the regel, they would daven, and then they would go to give their drasha. So sometimes we find the words Shabbat deRigla to mean Shabbos Chol HaMoed. Sometimes it means the Shabbos before Yom Tov. And the minhag was that not only did the Talmid Chachamim come, but even the Hamoin Am would come. And when Reb Zera wanted to have a din Torah with someone, by Reb Yitzchok Nafcha said to him, wait, Achiyala Oisei Adam Lekabel as Panay Beregel. Wait until that person's coming anyway to be Mekabel my Panem on Regel. And to Velashmoya Drasha Isolchas a Regel. And to hear the Drasha of the Halachas of the Yomtif. This is the Gemara in Kedushin, Daphne Tessa Mer Aleph. Lemaisa, being away from Yomtif, from home on Yomtif, has its own set of concerns. And there were people who had tainas on those who would stay away from home in order to be mekabel pnei rabbam beregel. L'mashal, it says Rabbi Eliezer was on his, what it used to say, his minhag was to be meshabeach the atzlanim, that are mekayim the mitzvah of a samachta ata uveisecha, if going to their Rebbe would force them to be away from home on Yom Tif, and they won't be able to be back at home during Yom Tif, he would say that you'll be mishabech le'atzlanim, the people who are lazy, meaning the people who stayed home. And once a Talmud, Rabbi Eloi, came to visit him, and he said to him, Eloi, eincha mishayv seher regel, you're not one of the people who are staying home on Yom Tif. The chiv of being mekabel pnei rabbi, according to some, is even bezman hazeh. The Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah Perek Hey, Halacha Zayin says that there is a chiyuv bezman hazeh, but he's not mechalik between whether you could go home or whether you cannot go home. The Kesef Mishnah writes that the Rambam holds that the chiluk of whether you could go home or not go home is only regarding the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. But according to the Chachamim, everyone's chayv to be mekabel pnei rabbi, even if the Rebbe is far away. For example, the story with Reb Chista and Rabbi Rav Huna, that they slept on the banks of the river Sura. However, the Prima Gadim learns in the Rambam that not that way, that the Rambam doesn't mention the chiluk between how close you are, because he holds it's pashut, that if you're not going to be home for Yom Tif, that you're not mechuyev to mekabel pnei rabbi. There's a ritva in Rosh Hashanah daf tezayin amid beis, and also the bir halacha in Siman Shin Aleph, dibur hamaschal lahakbil, which we'll talk about later on, is mechalik, and he says it depends. If your rebbe's in the same city, we're mechuyev to mekabel panav every day, even during the week, not on Yom Tov. If he's out of the city, but pretty close, then you have to go to him once a week or once a month. Le'chodesh ve'le'shabbos. And if very far away, then the chiyuv is only to go on Yom Tov. The minhag was not only to be mekabel the Rebbe on regel. And the Zayar HaKadosh in Chelek Aleph, Daf Kuf Chazayin, says that Rebbe Eliezer went to be mekabel Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai every Rosh Chodesh, and he said to him, Chayiv Adam lahakbil pnei rabbi. And that's taka the mashmois of the pasuk from the Isha Asher Namis, that he said to her, Loi Chodesh v'loi Shabbos, which implies that there was a mitzvah to be mekabel pnei rabbi also on Rosh Chodesh and even on Shabbos. And then there were people who were mekabel the panim of the Rebbe every single day. The Gemara says a story of Rabbi Yaakov Ishkvar Chitaya, that he would go to his Rebbe every single day. And when Rabbi Yaakov got older, his Rebbe said to him that don't have tzar that you can't come to visit me every day anymore. So Rabbi Yaakov said to him, but don't Chazal say regarding a Talmud Chacham that vayichi oid lo netzach lo yiresh hashachas ki yirech hachamim yamusu, and which is a pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Mem Tes, pasuk Yud and Yud Aleph. So if you see that if you're roya misasam yichye, if a person looks at Talmidei Chachamim, greets Talmidei Chachamim while they're alive, how much more so they're going to be Zeiche to Chaim. And therefore, he was mitztayer that he couldn't be Mekabel, his Rebbe, every single day. Also, Rabbi Yochanan went for 13 years straight to be Mekabel the Panim of Rabbi Hoshea, his Rebbe, even though he wasn't learning Torah from him anymore. Why? Because Kol Mekabel Pnei Rabbi, Kilu Mekabel Pnei Shechina. So Yerushalmi in Erevin, Perek Hei Halacha Aleph, and Yerushalmi in Shabbos, Perek Yudbeis Halacha Gimel, says about several mishpachas that they used to go visit the Nasi every single day. And we find even in the later Doris, there are people who went to visit their Rebbe, the Mekabel, to greet the Rebbe every day. For example, the Teres Chaim has a sefer, Teres Chaim Or Chaim Simen Tavkuf Nun Dalid Sifkatan Tes, says that he heard from his father that his grandfather used to go to visit to be Mekabel Pnei the Chassam Sefer every single day. The minhag was not only for men, it was even for women, that they would come and hear the drasha on Yom Tov from the Rav, and to see the Kavod HaTorah. And the Gemara in the Nedarim, Daf Chof Gimel, says that there was a Maisa, Ba'adam Echad, Shehidras Ishtay Milalus the Regel. He made a neder on his wife, that if she's Oyler Regel, she's going to be usher to him in Hana. And she didn't listen to him. She went anyway. So he came to ask Rabbi Yossi, what do I do? Because I can't be married to my wife anymore. So Rabbi Yossi said to him, had you known she would have gone, not listened to you, and gone to be Oyler Regel, would you have made the nether? So he said, no. So Rabbi Yossi was matir the nether. Now, even though there's no chiv of Talmud Torah by women, but they would still go lehakir kedusha sarav, to be makir, to see the kedusha of the rav, like the Isha Shunamis went to Elisha, because she saw about him that he is an ish kadosh, like the Pnei Yeshua says in Rosh Hashanah daf tezayin amud beis. There are different reasons that are said why this is the minhag to go to mekabel pnei rabbi. The Rosh in Adarim says it's kedei l'shmoya devar Hashem bedrashas harav. It's to hear the devar Hashem. And even women have to learn the halachas that are relevant to them. Like the Ramban says in Shemais, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Gimel, that Shabbos is a Yom Kadosh, which we are lipanes by me'iskei ha-machshaves ve'hevle hazman, and we glosses by oinel nafshenu b'darkei Hashem, that we use it for learning the darkei Hashem, and to go to the Chachamim and to the Nevi'im, l'shmaya devar Hashem. But Rashi in Chagiga, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, Divrei Hamaschal Lahakbil, seems to say that the Chiyuv is not in order to hear Torah, but the Chiyuv is to be Mechabed, his Rebbe. His Lashon there is, V'chayiv Adam L'chabed Rabbi B'hakbal Aspanav, is a Chiyuv to honor your Rebbe by going to greet him on the Regel. Another reason given by Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz in Yaris Devash Drushid Beis, why there's a minhag to be mekabel pnei rabbi, he says it's zecher lehakpalas pnei shechina. It's zecher to being oil regal, like we started off saying, that it's learned out from Yeira'e kol zechurcha es pnei ha'adin Hashem, that it's coming to say that there's a mitzvah to mekabel talmidei chachamim because the shechina rests on them. So therefore it's part of the mitzvah of aliyah leregel of being mekabel pnei shechina in the Beis HaMikdash. There's a big chiddush said by the Ramami Panu in Shailos Tshuva Simen Vav that the reason of the chiyuv is because Klal Yisrael is mekadesh Roshei Chadashim, and that is what's kaveya the Mayadais, and since the kedusha of the Mayadais is given over to the Chachamim, therefore mechuyev to be mekabel pneihem chodesh v'shabbos to learn Torah from them. So the chayr, according to his words, and he seems to say the chiyuv to be mekabel pnei rabbi is not only for someone who teaches you Torah. It's referring to any Chachmei Yisrael. However, the Rambam brings down this halacha in Kibud Rabbi, seems to say it only applies to Rabbi Muvhak, because that's the Ikar Chiyuv, to go to learn Torah from your Rebbe, not to be mechaved any Talmud Chacham. The Chumas Hadeshin says that any Talmud Chacham Muflag B'Doirai is considered Rabbi, and even if you never learned from him, there's a mitzvah to go greet him. And even more than that, the Shailos Teshuvos Shevet Sofer in Orech Chaim Semen Yud Zayin says that Kol Gadol B'Doirei, and any Ish Kadosh is considered your Rebbe regarding this halacha of being Mekabel Pnei Rabbi. The Chiyuv of Rias Pnei Rav is Chal 6 times a year. It's Chal on the 3 regalim, on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim, and on Shmini Atzeres. We mentioned even on Shabbos and Rish Chodesh is an Inyan to Mekabel Pnei Rabbi. Why? And the Seder HaRash says so that the Kedusha of the Shabbos, which could come Mikoyach Rabbi, should be Chal on you. Or the Kedusha of the Regel should come down to you by way of the Rebbe. The Nidav Yehuda in Tinyana, Arachayim Simen Tzadi Aleph, says that on Rish Chodesh and on Shabbos, there's a Tesefis of Kedusha, and on a Rebbe, there's also a Tesefis of Kedusha, which he's able to be Mashpia onto the Talmud. And there's a Zohar in Pashas Vezchanan, who says that if you're Mekabel Pnei Rabbah, you're Zoyche Le'or, u'Mekabel Mishefa Chochmas Rabbi. And Reb Chaim Falaji, which is brought in the Art Kaf HaChaim Simen Lamed Dalet, Ois Yud Zayin, it adds on that anyone who goes to a tzaddik, b'frat on Rosh Chodesh and on Yom Tov, is zoiche that his children will always stay in a Beis Medrash. The Turei Evan in Rosh Hashanah Tezayin, Dibur HaMaschil Michlal, writes that Rosh Hashanah is actually referred to in the pasuk of Lo Shabbos V'loy Chodesh. The word Chodesh, he says, is referring to Rosh Hashanah, like David HaMelech says, Tiku b'Chodesh Shofar, which is referring to Rosh Hashanah. But not every Rosh Chodesh. But, and he would hold that Yom Kippur does not have a Chiyuv because it's not a Regel or a Chodesh. There's a big Chiddush in the Gilgani HaShas and in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Dalet Amud Beis, that even someone who has already Mekabel his Rebbe on the first days of Sukkot should be Mekabel his Rebbe again on Shmini Atzeres, since Shmini Regel B'fnei Atzmaihu, since it's a separate Yom Tov, therefore you should go separately to be Mekabel. And even B'nei Chutz La'aretz that keep Yom Tov Sheini Shel Galyos also have to be Mekabel B'nei Rabban, but there's a Machlekes HaPoskim, when should they keep the mitzvah? The Bitzel HaChochma, Chelek Aleph Simen Samach Gimel, says that if both the Rebbe and the Talmud are B'nei Chutz La'aretz, who keep Yom Tov Sheini, they could be Mekabel the Mitzvah, Mekayim the Mitzvah of Kabbalas B'nei Rav and Yom Tov Sheini Shel Galyos. But if one of them is a Ben Eretz Yisrael, then it depends on the various reasons of the Chiyuv. If the Inyan is Mishum Kavod Rabbi, then it depends when it's Yom Tov for the Rebbe. If the Rav is a Ben Chutz La'aretz, you can be mechabit him on the second day. If he is a Ben Eretz Yisrael, you have to be mechabit him on his Yom Tov. But if you say the reason is that it's for the Te'elsa of the Talmud to hear Divrei Torah, So if so, you could be mekabel pnei rabbi when the Talmud has Yom Tif. So therefore, if the Rebbe is from Chutz Laretz and he's found in Eretz Yisrael lehepech, or the opposite way, lechatchila, you should go on the day that it's Yom Tif for the Talmud, not the day that it's Yom Tif only for the Rebbe. In the Ha'aretz at the end of the Shailos HaShuvos Tzela Chachma, he brings down from Reb Epstein, the Ravid of Yerushalayim, that if they're both B'nei Chutz Laretz, still, since Kabbalas P'nei Rabbi is Zecher to Aliyah L'Regel, and since when there was a Beis HaMikdash, there was only one day of Yom Tif, so you should only be Mekabel the Panim of your Rebbe on the first day of Yom Tif. The night of Yehuda, in Tinyana, Chelek Arachayim Simen Tzadyalf writes that the reason why we go on Rosh Chodesh and on Shabbos to the Rebbe is lekabel pnei harav, to be mekabel the Tesefes Kedusha. But the Chiyuv is really only on the three regalim. The Magen Avraham in Simen Shin Aleph of Katan Zion and in Simen Tavkof and Andalos of Katan Yud Beis says that on Yom Tov you're chayav to be mekabel pnei rabbi. On Shabbos and other Yomim Tovim there's a mitzvah. And during the weekday, it's a suffix if there's a mitzvah or not. But on the other hand, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't at all mention the chiyav of being kabel pnei rabbi beregel. And there's the famous Neidah B'Yehuda in Tinyon Achelek Arachayim Simen Sadi Dalid, who asked this question, why the Shulchan Aruch does not mention the chiyav of being kabel pnei rabbi? And he's mechadish because of it, that Davka, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, and your Oile Regel was the Yerchiyav to be Mekabel Pnei Rabbi. But Bezman HaZeh, that we're not able to go to the Beis HaMikdash, so there's no Mokaim to put the Chiyav of Kabbalas Pnei Rabbi, because Lo Yehei Kvoidoi Godol Mikvoid Shamayim. The Kavod of the Rebbe can't be greater than Kvoid Shamayim, and since I can't go to be Mechabed Hashchina, there's no Chiyav for me to go to be Mechabed Pnei Rabbi. But still he writes that it's Roy Mitzad HaMusar, to be mekabel pnei rabbi bezman hazeh, and he says that's why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it down halacha lemaisa, because bezman hazeh, when the Shulchan Aruch was written for, there's no chiyuv today. The Sefer Shevilei David in Arachayim Ois Aleph, also in Arachayim Shin Aleph, Simon Shin Aleph, and in the Aruch Laner, Chav Zayin Amid Beis, and Mesechah Sukkah, they are doicha what the Neid of Yehuda says. Based on what the Gemara says, that Rav Chista and Rabbi Barav Huna were shluchei mitzvah to be mekabel the pnei Reish HaGoyla, because Chayav Adam L'Hakob pnei Rabbi Beregel. So they slept on the banks of the river in order to go be mekabel the pnei Nasi, and they were patted themselves from the mitzvah of Sukkah. Now this was Bizman Hazeh, because we're talking about Rav Chista and Rabbi Barav Huna, who are Amorayim, who were long after the Zman of the Churban. And therefore you see, L'chari, that there is a Chiyah Bizman Hazeh, to be Mekabel Pnei Rabbi. Also in Rashi and Chagigah, Daf Gimel Amid Beis, Dibra Maschal Lahakil, he says that also after the Churban Abayis, there's a Chiyah of being Mekabel Pnei Rabbi. And so is Mashman the Magen Avram in Arachayim Simen Shin Aleph, Sifkatan Zayin, that it's Negea today. So Rabbi Yonis and Eibshitz and the Malbim in Melachim Beis Perek Dalet Pasuk Chaf Gimel are Mechadesh Lehepech from what the Neid of Yehuda says. And they say, Pumfaker, Davka after the Churban Beis HaMikdash is the Rechiyot to be Mekabel Pnei Rabbi, Zecher LeKabbalas Pnei Shechina in the Beis HaMikdash. Based on the various reasons of why we have a mitzvah of being mekabel pnei rabbi beregel, there'll be a lot of nafkaminas lehalacha. As follows. We started off saying that one mekar is from the Isha HaShunamis, who was a woman. We also had the Chassam Sefer, who says it's learnt out from Yeroah Kol Zechur Chas Pnei Hashem, and S is the Rabbis Talmid HaChamim. And we also had the Aruch Laner, who said it's a mitzvah derabbanan. Now the Pnei Yeshua said it's to be makir kedushas harav velumoid mi masav. So l'chayra, if it's makir the kedushas harav, l'chayra, it would apply to any Talmud Chacham. It doesn't have to be your own Rebbe. It would even apply to women. It would even apply on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galuyos. And l'chayra should apply even b'zman hazeh. But it would not apply if you only call him on a telephone, because you're not going to be able to see the Kedushas Harav and learn from his Maisim if you can't see him. What would be the halacha if you're going to a video conference with your Rebbe so you could see how he's acting at home? L'chayra, it would seem that that might be not a great way to learn Mimaisav. If you go to Svara of the Rush, that the reason why there's a chiyuv is to hear Divrei Torah from the Rebbe, so l'chayra it applies to any gadol b'Torah, it does not have to be your own Rebbe, and it might not apply to women, because women, l'chayra, are not mechuyev in Talmud Torah. On the other hand, they may be mechuyev to learn their halachos, and therefore there would be mechuyev to go, and we see from the Isha Ashunamis that she did go. As far as Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galuyos, if you go with the rush that the mitzvah is to hear Divrei Torah from the Rebbe, it should apply as well. It should apply b'zman hazeh, and perhaps you'd be yaitzeh if you call on the telephone or by a video conference if the Rebbe tells you Divrei Torah. If you go with Rashi that the chiyuv is mishum kavod rabbi, if that's the case, you can't go to any Talmud Chacham. It has to be dafka your Rebbe, only your Rebbe Muvak. And Rashi says it applies even to a woman. So that means a woman could have a Rebbe also, and she has to be mechabed her Rebbe. And it would apply even a Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galuyos. L'chayra would apply b'zman hazeh, and it would be a coverage for the Rebbe even through a telephone or through a video conference. If you go with the Svara of Abayinus and Eibshitz, that it's zecher to kabbalas p'nei shechina, that since we used to be Eile Regel, and therefore we can't do it today, so with dafka mazkir that we could do it, like the Chassam Sefer says, so if so, it would apply to any Rebbe. It wouldn't be any Rebbe. It wouldn't apply only to your Rebbe. And there would be no chiyuv on women, according to this, because they're not chayiv in Kabbalas Pnei Rabbi Beregel. It also might not apply on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galuyos, because they weren't Oile Regel on Yom Tov Sheni, only on the first day. And L'chayra, it is Dafka B'zman Hazeh, because it's zecher to the fact that we cannot be Eile Regel today. And we would not be Yotze the Mitzvah by calling the Rebbe on a telephone or by a conferencing, because we definitely can't be Eile Regel with a telephone or with a video conference. If you go with the Svara of the Ramami Panu, that the Kedushas HaMoed is Mesur L'Chachamim, and therefore through Kiddush HaChodesh, Kiddush HaChodesh, and we're therefore Mechayiv to Mekabel Pneihem, so the Chayiv only applies to any Talmud Chacham, not specifically to your Rebbe. Maybe women would be mechuyev as well. It would not apply on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galuyos, because the kedusha of Kedushas HaMoed didn't apply to Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galuyos. L'chayra, would it apply b'zman hazeh? Because today the chachamim are not shaylet on the luach, so that could be a shayla. And would you be yetzu with a telephone or with a video conference? Perhaps you would be, because we're being mechabed them. And if we go with the reason of the Siddur HaRash, that is, you have the shefa of the kedusha of the Rebbe to come down onto the Talmud Mikayach Rabbi, l'chayra it applies to any galo b'teira. It would not be only for Rabbi Muvhak. L'chayra, women also could be included in the chiyuv. It would apply also on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galuyos. It would apply b'zman hazeh. And then, as far as a telephone or a video would be concerned, do you say the kedusha of the Rebbe could be done remotely, that by talking to him on the telephone, the Kedusha passes on to you, l'chayra, that's something which can use further biur. Now, what is halacha l'maisa? Halacha l'maisa in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Shin Aleph says that hayahaylech l'kabel l'dvar mitzvah. A person was traveling for a dvar mitzvah on Shabbos, k'goin l'hakbel p'nei rabbi, to visit his Rebbe, or p'nei misha gadol m'mena b'chachma, he's allowed to walk through water. Now the Mishnah Brura, Sefkotan Yud, says Pnei Rabbi, V'hu Adin Pnei Aviv. The halacha that you're able to go through water applies to your Rebbe, but also to your father. And he says, look in the Magen Avraham, and he says that Ish v'Isha shavim b'mitzvas hakbalas panim, v'nira d'Isha is dafka b'rishas baila. So both a man and a woman are chayav to mekabel panim, and the but a woman, of course, needs permission from her husband. So the Mishnah Brura, the Shaar Tzion and Ois Yud Beis says, "Da'aloi pnei aviv doyim el pnei rabbi," because your rebbe, your father, is similar to your rebbe. "V'lo yadif mitzvas kabbalas panim mishar inyonei kibud," and being mekabel pnei rabbi is no greater than any other inyan of kibud. The isha petura kishayesh labalat, a woman's putter when she has a husband. So it sounds like from the Mishnah Brura and from the Shaar Tzion, who correlates kibud av with kibud rav, that the chiyuv to mekabel pnei rabbi is not one of the reasons, one of the reasons is not being to mekabel kedusha from the Rebbe, because that wouldn't apply to a father. And it wouldn't be zecher to Aliyah L'Regel and such reasons, because those, again, did not apply in with a father. But it seems like the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Brura are holding that the Chiyuv is only Al-Tz-Kavoyd Rabbi. And Al-Tz-Kavoyd Rabbi, both a woman and a man are equal in their Chiyuv to Mekabel Pnei Rabbi. Even though a woman's not Lomei Torah, but obviously the word rabbi doesn't mean Rabbi Shalomdei Torah, but it means the Rebbe who's the Meir Derech for the person, or perhaps it means the one who teaches her the halachas that she needs. But the Bir Halacha over there says, look in the Magen Avraham, there's mechalik between the Chiyuv on Yom Tif and on Shabbos. Because on Shabbos is only a mitzvah to be mekabel pnei rabbi, but on Yom Tif is a Chiyuv. And the Bir Halacha says, the Chavetz Chaim says that he doesn't like this. It's a doichak gadol to say this, if you look in the Gemara. And he says, however, the Pri Chadash in Meseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezayin, seems to say this beferish. Because he says over there that if people are far away from their Rebbe, they're only mechuyev to be mekabel pneihem on Yom Tif, on Regel. If they're closer, they're chayev even on Reish Chodesh and Shabbos. And also the Ritva seems to say that Rabbi Yitzchak over there in the Gemara took the extreme of Kabul Pnei Rabbi Beregel. However, if someone lives right next door to the Rebbe, then they might have to be Mekabul Panim every single day. And he says, Be'emes HaKabbalah Hu Kifi Kiruvay LeRabbi, that it really depends on how close you live to your Rebbe. If you're in the city, you're chayev to see him every single day. And it's not enough not to see him every day. If he's out of the city, so then maybe just once a week or once a month. And that's what happened with Isha HaShunamis. But if he's much further, then you only have to see him on every Yom Tif. But it comes out that Bir Halacha and the Mishnah Brura and the Shaar Tzion are learning that this is Midin Kvoid Rabbi, not a din of Doime to the Shechina or to Achiev to Mekabel, Zeche LeMikdash, or anything similar to that. According to the Bir Halacha, that really is a chiyuv to see a Rebbe every single day, we now could be miyashi of the kusha of the achrayim. Why didn't the Shulchan Aruch mention the chiyuv to be mekabel pnei Rabbi Beregel? And the reason is because the ikar chiyuv really is every single day. And the chiyuv to be mekabel pnei Rabbi Beregel is only on for those who are not able to be mekayim the mitzvah every single day. And that's why the Mechaber doesn't mention the din that Chayev Adam to be Mekabel Pnei Rabbi Beregel. I saw other reasons brought down. L'mashal Dinoy de Yehuda, again, in Madur Tinyona, Ar Chaim Tzadi Dalid says that because there's no Chayev of Aliyah L'Regel today, since there's no Beis HaMikdash, so we said earlier that Lo Yehei Kvoid Basar Adam greater than the Kvoid Shemayim. But then we said that people say Pumfaket, that Dafka, because we cannot do it today, that's a reason Zeichel HaMikdash to continue to do it. The Ramesh Sternbach Shlita, though, quotes the Yaris Devash, Chelek Aleph, Ayis Yud Beis, that he says that fakert, the fact that there's no Beis HaMikdash, makes it a bigger chiyuv. And Rav Moshe Sternbach in Likutei Tshuvos van Hagos on Daf Reish Lamed Dalid, page 234, says that today the emesis is no chiyuv to be mekabel pnei rabbi. It's really just a api derech hamusar that a person should go be mekabel pnei rabbi. This shaila of can you be mekabel the mitzvah, mekayim the mitzvah through a telephone would seem to, halacha lemaisa would seem to be that you can be, since the Mishneh Berurah L'chaira is saying that the chiyah would be, or the mitzvah would be to show cover to his Rebbe. So L'chaira, you're mechabed the Rebbe by picking up a phone and calling him as well. And of course, if the chiyah is to learn, hear the Torah from the Rebbe, that would be included as well. The Reb Gamliel Rabinovich Shlita brings a raya from the Ramban in Shemois, Ramban ala Torah, on the Pasuk of Zachar Shem HaShavos the Kadshoi, that he brings right from that Ramban that the reason, who says that the reason why we go to visit the Rev on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh is to go to the Chacham and the Neviim l'shmaya devar Hashem, to hear the words of Hashem. So if that's the reason, in the Chayra, you could be mekayim the mitzvah even with a telephone. But I saw brought down from a Talmud Chacham, Reb David Blum, that he says, ani azdaiti, even if you say the mitzvah is to learn Divrei Torah, but avad the ikar chiyuv is to see the Rebbe. It's not enough just to hear from him. You physically have to see him. The lashon of the Gemara is mashma that way, that chay vadal mahakbo pnei rabbi beregel, which is mashma, you have to be mekabel panav, you have to see his face. And the ritva in sukkah also is mashma, that the chiyuv is lirois rabbi beregel, to see the Rebbe. And in chagiga also, on daf heyamid beis, in the story of Reb Yaakov Ishkvar Chitaya, that he was mekabel apei derabbe kol yuma. He used to be mekabel pnei rabbi every single day, and he would say that if you see Tamir Cham b'meisasam, you're going to live. If you see them b'chayeha, malachas kama v'kama, which is mashma, the mitzvah is lirois, to see Talmidei Chachamim. So even if you're going to say the mitzvah is to be mechabidem, or the mitzvah is to hear divrei Torah, or the mitzvah is to be mekabel shefa, but avada, the ikar yesoid, is that you should see the Talmidei Chachamim's face. The Maaser Reb Chaim Kanievsky was asked this question in the Sefer Derech Sicha, page Tavkuf Samach Ches, and he said that you yotze the mitzvah by going to your Rebbe and saying Gut Yom Tif. What's the raya? Because we learn out the halacha from the Isha Shunamis. What would the Isha Shunamis be talking to Elisha about? Akarchach, she went to him and she said Gut Yom Tif. Lemaisa, Adam Afarshim already said that maybe she went to learn the halachas at a negeh lemaisa for a woman. Maybe she went lumoy b'maisav, but that's the sheet of Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Also, the Sefer Chasidim in Simon Shin Yud Gimel says beferish that she went to hear the drasha of Elisha, because women are also mechuyev to hear the halachas that are negeh to them lemaisa. Perhaps we could finish off explaining the inyan of being mekabel pnei rabbi according to the Gemara in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. It says over there that Amar Rebbe, Haide mechadadna mechavroi, why was I zeichet to be sharper, to be smarter than my chaverim? Because I saw my Rebbe, Reb Meir meachayrei. Like it says, V'hayu einecha roi says my recha, which is mashma, there's a mitzvah to see your Rebbe. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins that in Yeridei Simon Reish Memvav Siv Tes, that he says, Ketzad Melamdin, Harav Yoshev Vireish, the Rebbe has to sit in the front, and the Talmidim are in front of him, Mukafim Ka'atara, surround him like a crown, Kidei Sheyiyu Kulam Royim Es Harav V'Shemin Devar, so that all of them should see the Rebbe and hear his words. So you see that there's a Chiyuv when you're learning Torah to mamish see the Rebbe and to hear it directly from his voice. So if so, we can say that perhaps the same thing is by Kabbalas Pnei Rabbi, it's in Yadavka to see him. He says, imagine if you would hear, take a tape or a recording and play a shir of your Rebbe on Chol HaMoed. Would you be mekayim the mitzvah of kabbalas p'nei rabbi? Well, if the mitzvah is l'shmaya divrei Torah, maybe if you hear a recording of the Rebbe speaking, you're also yoytzer the mitzvah of kabbalas p'nei shechin, of hearing divrei Torah. Or if someone tells you a vart from your Rebbe, is that considered that you went to hear Torah from your Rebbe? L'chayra, you see that the inyan of hearing divrei Torah or being mechabit him is really only an oifen of going to see him, but the ikar is really to go see him, which you wouldn't really be yotze with a video conference or with a telephone. However, lemaisa, it sounds like that according to some of the reasons that it's only mishum kavod, or it's to be mechabit him. So if you can't go visit avad, it is an inyan to call him on the phone. But avad lechatchila, it would seem that the right thing is to see your Rebbe in person. Just to finish off with a beautiful shtickle from Reb Shimon Schwab Zatzal in the Sefer Mayan Beis HaShoeva, where he talks about the Vayiftach Hashem es pi ha'asayin, that Hashem opened up the mouth of the Bilam's donkey. And the donkey and the donkey said to Bilam, "Why are you hitting me?" And Bilam said to the donkey, "Ki hisalalti, because you made a joke out of me. If I had a sword, I would even kill you." And the Reb Shimon Schwab says that whoever learns this parsha would seem to have a difficulty understanding it, because the Sefri in Vezeis Habracha Piska Shinan Zayin says, "V'leikam navi oid bi Yisrael kemoisha." But Beumais Ha'olam, come, there will be a Navi like Moshe by the Goyim, and that's Bilam. So L'chayra, we see Bilam was on a Meridik HaMadrega of Nevuah. Yet, at the same time, we see terrible Midas that he had. And we also find that Rashi says that Vayiftach Hashem es pi ha'asayin, and she said to Bilam, "Ma asisa li ki kisani zeh shalosh regalim? Why did you hit me these three times?" And it's referring to the three regalim that Klal Yisrael are oyle regal. So the question is, what's the inyan here to Dafka talk about the Aliyah LeRegel of the Bnei Yisrael, that they're Chaygeg, that they celebrate their Shalosh Regalim? What's the inyan Dafka over here? So if Shimon Schwab says that it's Yitochein, that Be'emes, the donkey, was being Merames to Bilam, the reason why she's refusing to go. And it's because she's not willing to take even one step against the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara in Sita Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph says that if you have two bate kneisiyos, one closer to your home and one further from your home, it's roi to go to the one that's further from your home, so that you can get schar psiyos. Now, l'chayr, we don't find by any other mitzvah an inyan of schar psiyos, because we don't find if you have two sukkahs that you should walk to the further sukkah. And also, the Maral says b'feirush that it's only a din by the Beis HaKnesses. Why is it, says Rav Shimon Schwab? Because the Iker Inyan of Schar Psiyos is learned from the mitzvah of Aliyah LeRegel, that they would travel far to go to the Beis HaMikdash, like the Psukim mentioned regarding the Halicha, the going to be Aliyah LeRegel. Like it says in Tehillim, Beis Hashem Neleich. In Shir Hashirim it says, Mayofu Pamayach Ban Olam Bas Nodiv. And therefore the same thing would apply to the Beis HaKnesses, which is a Mikdash Ma'at, but it would not apply to other mitzvahs. So that's what the asana is being meramis to Bilam, that you want that I should go and take steps against HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. I'm not willing to take even one step against his will, because Klal Yisrael are Meiser Nefesh to take so many steps to be Oyle Regal, to be Mekabel Pnei Shechina. So Shimon Schwab is saying that just like the Shechina was Shair in the Beis HaMikdash, the Shechina is also Shair in the Shul, in the Mikdash Ma'at. And when we go to visit a shul today, in the Etzem, it's Me'ein, a Mikdash, the Mikdash in Yerushalayim, and there we are ki'ilu being mekayim the mitzvah of aliyah l'regel every time we walk to shul. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch says that there's an inyan to walk to the further shul so that we can get schar psiyos, the psiyos of ma'yafu ma'pamayach ban olim bas nediv.